when the AWDF started, I was in Bissian's kitchen in her dining room. She had the first set of drafts. So, you know, that was the best thing.
I always say that I'm one of the people who were there at the beds of AWDF from all the conversations around having an organization like AWDF way back in 1994 in Dakar between Hilda and the late Joanna. In fact, when BC was brought on board and they decided to have the office here in Ghana, it was in my office that they had their first interviews for the staff.
I was one of the people that BC and Joanna and people had bounced the idea off of. You know, they were talking about setting up this fund, but it was, you know, very much as being part of the African feminist movements and the way in which they were sort of consulting, checking with people whether or not this was a good idea.
It's actually interesting. My first encounter properly with AWDF was my mom used to be on the board. When I first moved to Ghana in 2002, I had just gotten here and my mom said, my mom happened to be in town. And she says, we're off to Elmina for a board meeting. And so she said, just join us. You just share a room with me. And, you know, when board meetings, you can see Elmina. So I jumped on the bus. And I remember being so amazed that all these board members, some of which, you know, I had known or heard about. One was Hilda Kadria, the founder, who was an old friend of my mom's. I'd always known her. BC, I'd always known. But, you know, Joanna Foster, I've been hearing about her forever. So it was amazing to see her. I can't remember who else was some of the women on the board. But I was sitting on this bus going off to Elmina. I thought, wow, this must be a very powerful organization that is able to pull these type of women together.
I had heard of them through the feminist forum, the Uganda Feminist Forum, because I know they are one of the biggest supporters of the Uganda Feminist Forum. Looking at the fact that they're able to support a space where women in Uganda can come together and just learn and share and experience sisterhood and solidarity together is very beautiful.